Well, some right-leaning Wellington City councillors say the government's decisions around more high-density housing in their city are bizarre and surprising. In March, as part of its district plan amendments, the council rejected a range of recommendations from an independent hearings panel and instead provided its own. The RMA Reform Minister, Chris Bishop, has now given most of them the go-ahead. Nick James reports.
Key recommendations signed off by the Minister include the designation of the Johnsonville train line as a rapid transit service to increase housing density nearby and allowing buildings of up to six stories anywhere within a 15-minute walk from the city centre. Although Chris Bishop did mostly side with the council, he did reject a recommendation to remove heritage protections from several buildings, including the controversial Gordon Wilson flats. Councillor Ben McNulty says what goes in and out of the district plan is incredibly important, and apart from the heritage decision, he's pretty pleased.
Whilst the heritage loss is slightly frustrating, overall I'm ecstatic, and I have full credit to Minister Bishop for making some genuinely bold and decisive calls here.
Mr McNulty says one of the major wins is the changes to the city centre zone walkable catchment changes, which will open up opportunities for higher buildings and additional housing.
We know people generally want to work close to where they live. That's not a uniquely Wellington or New Zealand thing, that is a uniquely human thing. And in Wellington, where we have a very large CBD population, people want to live in that walking distance and that proximity.
But Councillor Diane Calvert doesn't understand how the Minister came to his decisions.
I think it's bizarre because on one hand he's ignoring the evidence from the independent commissioners and all the people that submitted, and then on the other hand, and so he's overturning those decisions, yet on a few buildings he said, oh no, I'm happy with what the independent commissioners have said.
She's also questioning what advice he received.
It'll be interesting to see whether the minister was swayed by any other, anybody else, perhaps the officials in his in the ministries that he's responsible for, or from other. Government agencies.
Councillor Tony Randall also didn't back the council's recommendations and was surprised by Chris Bishop's final rulings. He believes the new district plan doesn't get the settings for building in Wellington right.
I think Chris is passionate about getting housing, much as all councillors are, but being passionate and good intentions isn't enough really to put together the rules of how a city be put together. They need to be measured and considered and balanced.
While the heritage protections weren't stripped on some sites as council recommended, Chris Bishop says he's requested advice on ways to make it easier to delist heritage buildings.
Nick James with that report.